Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Okay, Michelle, let's get real. Everybody uses takeout food. Come on, last time I was with you, didn't we do that? Well, you know, it was convenient. We were tired. We wanted to throw up our feet. You know, you order in and, you know, and we try to be healthy. I mean, I thought we did a pretty good job, but I think it's kind of ugly out there when it comes to takeout food. And well, I don't know.
I think of takeout food, Pam, I automatically go to, you know, pizza, all the bad stuff, right? So we got to get someone who can help us with getting the good thing in takeout.
You got it. So Robin Euclid is a board-certified wellness expert, founder of Your Healthiest. She is also the co-founder of the cooking show Healthy Cooking Camp. Yes, host of the live show Berea. Living Live or Berea Living TV. Now, we really want to understand here, Robin, everyone out there, reality check, is doing the takeout food thing. You get tired, you don't know which way is up, and so you're out there doing takeout. It's high in fat, calories, sodium. So how do we enjoy takeout without all of this stuff? How can we get smart about this, Robin?
Yes. Okay. So first, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk to all of you. And I first want to point out that you have to decide that you want to be healthier. A lot of people use takeout as an excuse to just get whatever they want, right? It's only pizza.
That's me.
Chinese food. You know, it's like you go bubble and you think that it's ground for you to just do whatever you want. So first comes the decision.
Yep. Well, that's a really important decision, you know, because people do see it as a free-for-all. The minute you think of takeout, don't you think of all those commercials, you know, and where people are watching the Super Bowl, and they're just, they've got all that junk around them and, you know, just empty pizza boxes everywhere. So let's just say you want to, you know, you're just in a mood, you want to do it, you're tired, you want to make a better choice, better informed. So what should they do?
Okay, so first off, I am going to give both of you and all of your listeners permission to be a pain in the butt. Go ahead.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yes, hell, I'm that way anyway.
So we have a portion, though, Pam.
I get to be myself. I'm loving it.
Exactly. I don't want you to be shy. I don't want you to adjust. I don't want anybody mumbling. I just want you to say, this is what I like, and here's what I want to do. So once you've accepted that you're going to be a pain in the butt, you're going to be their more unusual caller, we can move past that and make some of the healthier options. So first off, you want to use common sense, right? You know where light and lean proteins, extra vegetables, those are going to be your best. First off, make a good choice to begin with. And then after that, tweak and adjust. So I always ask for double vegetables. I always ask for something very dry, which is restaurant code for using less oil or butter. I always say, don't finish the dish with any extra oil or butter. You know, little tweaks like that. I always ask for lemon wedges and use that as my own flavoring. I ask for things plain. I ask for sauces on the side. And then those little areas where you get tripped up, don't even let it into your to-go bag or to show up at the door. Say, no bread, thank you, no freebie desserts, no extra sides, nothing like that.
Oh, they throw in bread cookies? Like there's no tomorrow. Oh, stop with the fortune cookies already. No, seriously, they all throw in like half a loaf of bread. I mean, it's like, and then sometimes it's all garlic and buttered already. It just makes it more tempting if it ever shows up. So just say no bread at all, and you know, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, right? And then how about the deli? When you're over at the deli?
Mm-hmm. Yes, deli is a very easy grab-and-go option, right? Everybody's got a deli that they run by. So again, I like to go in there thinking, how can I make the healthiest choice for me? How can I make a choice that I will feel great about before? So I will think that thought before I even step in there. So I'll take a moment on the street, I'll take a breath, and I'll think, I'm going to make choices that serve me and my body. Have you guys ever done that before?
Yes.
Well, absolutely. You know, and then add as many vegetables and
right, and then when you get through the door... Yes, then when you get through the door, little things. So skip the bread. You can turn any sandwich into a salad. Just have a trick for you. Even if you like a Reuben, if you like a turkey sandwich, I say put it over whatever lettuce you've got, even if it's iceberg. Iceberg lettuce is very hydrating. It's better than, you know, that extra loaf of bread. And then if you do choose for the sandwich, go for the whole grain options and then skip any of those dressings. No vinaigrette. No mayonnaise, and get hummus, get avocado. We're so lucky that today that most delis do have avocado. And guess what? If they don't have one behind the counter, go into the little shop section, buy one yourself, and ask them to add it.
And it's
that's a great tip.
It's satisfying fat. It's got that soft texture. It's creamy, and it really makes you feel good. And quite frankly, I use hummus all the time on my salad.
Me too.
Interesting. I mean, it's the best. And why not?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of protein in it from the chickpeas, and it gives you much more of a, wow, I've really had something that's going to stick to my ribs kind of a deal. How about ordering a healthy snack? You know, when you're looking at snacks in general, a lot of that grab-and-go stuff, you stop by a Starbucks or somewhere, and they've got all that stuff there, and people think it's a healthy snack. What's a better way to go?
Yeah, so first off, again, we sort of think it's an excuse, right? It says all natural, it says healthy, it's unbelievable what could be all labeled any of those things. So first off, I'm giving everyone permission again here, to be really boring. I'm sorry, but pick a piece of whole fruit. Pick a bag of carrots. You know, apples, bananas, they're everywhere. Go with the more boring choice than the thing in a package that has 15 ingredients and you have no idea what it is. So reach for things like that. And then again, the clean options you can recognize, almonds, pistachios, you know, nuts and seeds, things like that. Don't be fooled by granolas. They're often loaded with sugar unless you read the ingredients or you're familiar with the company. Hard-boiled eggs, you know, that a lot of those classic healthy foods are really going to be your best bet for snacks. And I know
I'm a big fan of the nut butters, you know, like anything from peanut butter to almond butter to whatever. And I can put that on slices of apple. I can put it on a piece of banana. And I can really have a very filling snack because it's going to have fat. It's going to have appropriate amount of carbohydrate, but most importantly, fiber. Because the fiber-protein combination is really satisfying, makes you feel good, and plus it's portable. I usually just take that stuff around with me, especially when I'm on travel like I am now, and Michelle's on travel over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're kind of like just traveling girls. And the other thing is just chop fruit. You know, sometimes I'll just chop fruit ahead of time, and then I'll put it in a little, you know, a cooler thingy, you know, and I'll just take it around with me, and it's really helpful. And plus, you can find chopped fruit in a lot of places. So that's another option. Small soups work, too. We like soups. Soups are good. So there you have it. Well, this has been absolutely wonderful. Robin Youkilis, who is the founder of Your Healthiest You, as well as the co-founder of the cooking show Healthy Cooking Camp. Now, we've been able to look at takeout food and how to eat healthier because it's not Mission Impossible. We can do that. Go to yourhealthiestyou.com for more information. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robson.
Thank you for all your great tips, Robin. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.